Sound Set, as read by the author, Lee Martin. Please note that this is a story of impure fiction involving graphic description of sexuality. If this type of content offends you, or you are not at least 18 years old, 21 in some jurisdictions, stop listening to this story and then delete it. Any similarity to persons living, dead, or dying is purely coincidental, as this is a product of my twisted life experience and warped imagination. Cheers! Designers of public buildings have a singular ability to make each one different, yet ooze the same cool, antiseptic sameness to its inhabitants. I could tell the designers of San Francisco International Airport were chief among those architects. At once I knew that profile. It resonated deep in my heart long ago. The catch of my breath and blink of my eyes were lost in the morass of noise and movement in the terminal. He had found an isolated pair of chairs strategically located by a window. Her back to the window and downcast eyes radiated her submissive stature. Her collar was unique. Thick, leather, stiff too, with a wire cage riveted suspending a noticeable stone between the points of her clavicle. Coursed throughout with black veins, the heart-shaped blue-gray stone covered that soft, vulnerable spot I knew oh so well. I would pause there, flicking my tongue gently as a butterfly wing at the softness when kissing my way from her Rubenesque breasts up to the Corinthian pillar of her throat. Licking my lips and clearing my throat to assure passage of my baritone voice, I set my course through the crowd and into their space. "Its collar is lovely," I said to her dom, stepping in close. My voice poured forth as if from someone else. Although my eyes were fixed on her dom's face, I concentrated on peripheral vision to see her flinch of vocal recognition. Whenever I used that tone, she could never sit totally still. Even though all of us were on the sterile side of airport security, sensing another dom, he quickly looked me over and concluded absence of a threat. My eyes were glued to his as she fought to maintain protocol of no eye contact. "Did you fabricate it yourself?" I inquired. He looked at her collar for a moment and then returned my gaze, smiling. "Thanks, I like it." "I did make it myself." "A very nice piece of work," I complimented. A nod was my farewell, and I turned on my heel. It was obvious by his reaction to me, he knew not that I had owned her long ago and far away. Or perhaps it was she who had possessed me? The melancholic sense of freedom at last washed over me. The irony of her stone heart in a cage made me smile. I could not help but hope that at the end of her dom's flogger she might one day find her heart of stone replaced by a heart of flesh.